if you lived in Minneapolis during the Carter administration and you wanted a tattoo, there weren't a lot of choices, so you asked around.
Go down to the old guy, Uriku. That's the guy.
This is Mike Uriku. His father, David Allen Uriku, opened Minneapolis's first tattoo shop. The year was 1976.
Everything was word of mouth back then. People would say, well, then what did he do on you? And they'd show him the tattoo and be like, well, that's where I'm going. Will you come with me?
David's shop was called Tattooing by Uriku. It was tucked inside a squat apartment building on the corner of Nicolet and 31st.
Before that, tattooing wasn't legal, or it hadn't been regulated with the health department, and it was still kind of one of those things where I think people were tattooing out of their houses and possibly out of storefronts, but it hadn't quite been regulated with the Minneapolis or the municipal health departments.
Mike is in his 40s now and heavily tattooed. He's built like a Marine, and he almost was one. Before he learned to tattoo, Mike was sure he was going to be a cop or join the military. When his parents found out about his plan, Dave decided to teach Mike how to tattoo instead of watching his son fight in the Gulf War. Dave took on Mike as an apprentice and passed down the craft he'd learned in Chicago in the early 70s. Before he opened Tattooing by Uriku on Nicolet, Dave ran a shop in Houston, Texas. It was cramped and old, and he'd carry a .38 at night to fend off the rats in the basement. But Minneapolis was home, and he wanted to move back. But opening a shop in Minneapolis wasn't as easy as putting up a sign and opening the door.
Yeah, he hit a lot of brick walls. They didn't really, I don't think, want tattooing in Minnesota.
But with some hard work, Tattooing by Uriku was open. But Dave knew he still had a lot of work ahead of him if he wanted tattooing to become a popular form of self-expression. Then Dave got an idea to do something that hadn't been done before, an idea he knew would work to bring tattooers and fans together. Here's Eric Silverman, a tattooer who learned the trade from Dave and runs Twin City Tattoo with Dave's son, Mike.
As he approached a few tattoo artists about this, some of the responses were, are you crazy? They're going to kill each other. It would never work. The community isn't ready for that. He went forward and put together the first World Convention of Tattoo Artists and Fans in Houston, Texas, in 1976. And turned out to be the event that changed tattooing forever.
The walls of the shop are plastered with photos of Dave. He was large, gregarious, and always smiling. He brought the world of tattooing together and built an international community of tattooers. There are posters from old conventions he hosted, photos of Dave with famous tattooers, and even a few of him hard at work. In the front of the shop, you can flip through stacks of designs from tattooers that have come and gone. Pages of brightly colored tigers and dragons give way to black and gray skulls and lowriders. Every sheet is a hallmark in the history of tattooing. Machines buzz in the background, and the shop is always alive. This is Mike again, Dave's son.
What was really cool about the old building was obviously the history there. It was just some weird thing in the air, you know? You didn't really worry about getting anything, like, dirty in there. You didn't worry about bouncing somebody out the front door. It was just kind of like when you fantasize and go tattoo shop, back then, it fit the bill to a T. And then all these different characters coming around that were local or even out of state that the old man had really good friendships with would stop by out of the blue. So they'd stop by, hang out at the shop for the day, and then we'd all go out for dinner, you know, and then they'd be off to the next city. So everybody knew that shop from all over the world, so it was kind of cool.
In 1995, Tattooing by Uriku moved one door down to make way for a new police precinct. And in 2006, just before Dave died, Mike and Eric bought the shop and renamed it Twin City Tattoo. The old shop may be gone now, but its legacy in Minneapolis endures. With producer Molly Weatherall, I'm Mark Kerner for KFAI.